I can't put my hands on it. You know, this is probably the most I've seen, like, major guys injured throughout the season. But, of course, every team going through it, no need to make excuses. But that's just how the business is, you know, going into the season. You know, a few guys, the injuries will happen. You just don't know where. You just don't know who. So whoever's up and coming basically just got to step up.
Do you think Dick LeBeau's coming back?
I don't know. Living legend. I told him a couple of days ago, like, I'll watch your every move. Like, everything you do, I watch. He's just a guy fun to be around, quiet leader. Pretty much everybody respect him in this organization. Us as guys on defense been fortunate enough to have him throughout our careers. Love him like a father. And regardless on what's going on the game, good or bad, we look up to him like a dad. So I know we play for our families, each other in the organization, but, you know, especially in the secondary because he played cornerback position, man. We're a powerful group, and we play for Coach LeBeau.
He's told us the last couple of years he's been year to year. He waits to see how he feels and how the team performed. When do you usually find out whether he's coming back or not?
You never know. Coach LeBeau, he won't go out with a bang. He want to go out on top.
Is number one overall on top, or are we talking about something else?
Just overall, the big picture. I'm guessing the Vince Lombardi Trophy. As a defense coordinator, coming out with the number one defense, passing and run, I'm sure you'll be happy as heck somewhere else. But I think Coach LeBeau, and I'm just speaking opinion, my opinion, being selfish, which he should be, why not hold that Vince Lombardi one more time?
How'd you feel the defense performed this year as a group? Looked like you guys were a little shaky in September, but you kind of got things worked out. And even the last game, you had a lot of injuries, and it seemed to hold up pretty well.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's not how you start. It's about how you finish. That's an old saying, a true saying. I'm sure we would like to start off faster than what we did, but that's the way the season went. Things are not going to go your way regardless on what you want, but you still got to grind it. You still got to fight it out. And us just having the opportunity, you know, to stay number one in run or pass, this might be back-to-back seasons. It's a great testament to the 11 guys. It's a great testament to the veteran guys, the coaching staff, and the young guys just coming along. So we're a powerful group. We play for each other, man, on defense. We so hard on each other. We clown a lot. We talk about each other. In order for you to play on this defense, man, you gotta have thick skin. So, and that's the love and appreciation we have for one another.
You worry about personnel changes? You think Hampton or Harrison are in play? They come back?
That's something, you know, as an individual, I can't control. That's up to the front office and the coaching staff. They get paid to make them kind of decisions. So, me personally, y'all want them boys back. I've been playing with them boys. Boys, I mean, in Casey Hampton and James Harrison. I've been playing with them boys for years. So, yeah, selfishly speaking, I want them back. But that's not up to me. That's not my decision.
Think you got a championship defense here?
No question. No question at all. No question.